proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another broadcast about Jewish life. If you stood on a street corner in the Jewish community, you might sometimes identify a Jewish man or woman by looking at what they wear. Head coverings functioned as one way to make Jews and Gentiles distinctive in their appearances. A man might wear a kippah as a skullcap. The word kippah means dome. The same item, also known as a yarmulke, consists of a cloth cap shaped like a circle, worn on the top of a man's head. Religious Zionists favor wearing a knitted or crocheted skullcap. According to Jewish law, Jewish men put on kippahs because a man ought to cover his head at all times. Perhaps this practice related to the idea of showing submission to God by wearing a head covering. Indeed, in some conservative and reformed Jewish communities, women might also don head coverings, kippahs, during prayer. In Old Testament times, a person who covered his head did so to show sorrow or grief. According to 2 Samuel chapter 15, for example, quote, David went up by the ascent of Mount Olivet, and wept as he went up, and had his head covered, and he went barefoot. And all the people that were with him covered every man his head, and they went up, weeping as they went up, unquote. In the sixth chapter of the book of Esther, we read about Haman having paraded his enemy Mordecai through the streets of Shushan. After he did so, he, quote, hasted to his house mourning and having his head covered. Needless to say, Haman was not happy about what he had to do. Why do Jewish men wear a skullcap? A passage in the Jewish Talmud encouraged men, quote, cover your head in order that the fear of heaven might be upon you, unquote. Some Jewish authorities have claimed that covering the head served as a practice known as Kiddush Hashem, that is to say, sanctifying the name of God. In other words, by wearing a skull cap, Jewish men honor God. Others have speculated on other reasons for wearing a skull cap. David Halevi Segal, a 17th century rabbi, commented that the reason for donning a kippah involved a way of setting Jews apart from non-Jews. Rabbi Isaac Klein, a 20th century conservative Jewish leader, believed that Jewish men should put on a head covering when in a synagogue, during prayer, during study, when performing a ritual act, or during meals. Indeed, not all Jews advocated wearing a yarmulke at all times. The Vilna Gaon, an 18th century Jewish spiritual leader, the Vilna Gaon opined that a Jew need not put on a head covering when praying. Isaac Wise, a 19th century leader of Reform Judaism, totally rejected the need for a Jew to don a kippah. On one occasion, wearing a skullcap led to a legal controversy. In the 1986 case, Goldman v. Weinberger, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that Jewish active duty military personnel had to remove their head coverings when indoors. To support their position, the Supreme Court justices quoted regulations that allowed only military personnel to wear their hats inside a building. Contemporary Jews disagree over whether wearing a head covering constitutes an integral part of Jewish law or if it merely replicates a custom. However, one way to distinguish Jewish men from non-Jewish men is to see if they wear a kippah or skullcap on the top of their heads. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another broadcast about Jewish life.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.